is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And hello to all of you. Good evening. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It is basketball time here on ScoresBroadcast.com as we are speaking to you from Fort Loramie High School, awaiting the start of tonight's varsity tilt between Fort Loramie and Miami East. The two teams played a thriller last year at Miami East. Fort Loramie won it by a final score of 32-30. At the moment, we're in the final 10 seconds of our junior varsity tilt. Fort Loramie leads 51-19 as we count down the final few seconds. Last shot by Fort Loramie is good, and the final tally is 53-19 Fort Loramie over Miami East. As I mentioned last season, these two varsity clubs played a real close one at Miami East. East fell 2 points short of Fort Loramie, which won at 32-30. Redskins went on to post a 25-3 season, losing in the regional semifinal to Tri-Village, or I should say the regional final to Tri-Village. Miami East was 19-6 a year ago under second-year head coach Kevin Evans and returns a number of players, both teams with better than 80% of their offensive output returning. We expect a very good game here tonight. Chuck, let's open up talking about a rules change that will affect both boys and girls high school basketball.
Well, they've made a switch in fouls. It used to be when you got to seven fouls, you shot the 1-1 on the seventh, eighth, and ninth, and then it was two shots after that. They've now gone to when you commit your fifth foul in a quarter, then it's two shots. There's no such thing as a 1-1 anymore. Okay. And at the end of each quarter, they will reset the fouls back to zero. So it's 5 1/4 all four quarters.
So no more 1-1 situation.
No, we don't have to. We're never going to get to say again, boy, there's a lot of pressure on this first one if he makes this one. So that we got to take that out of our repertoire now.
So that word bonus.
Bonus is gone.
Is gone. Gone, yep. For good. This is game one of probably 60 boys and girls basketball games that we'll cover here on ScoresBroadcast.com this year. Last year we covered 63 boys and girls contests, including the Rushi boys at the state tournament, Rushi and Jackson Center at the regional. How can we ever forget that game? Fort Loramie and Rushi girls also at the regional. And we covered 16 football games from August to November, three volleyball matches, and we covered 20
baseball contests last spring, including two involving Rushi at the state tournament. Of course, the state semifinal, which Rushi won, 1-0 over St. Henry, and the state championship game as Rushi tried for a repeat, having won it all in baseball the year before. We'll return with a more in-depth look at these two clubs. Fort Laramie 25-3 a year ago. Miami East girls 19-6 one season ago. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's, and we're celebrating fall with our new Pretzel Bacon Beer Cheeseburger. Made to order with a fresh, never-frozen beef patty topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings, and warm, gooey beer cheese on a fresh pretzel bun. Oh, yeah! Or get the party started with an order of our new soft pretzel sticks, served with a side of warm beer cheese. Festive, delicious, and sure to become your new fall favorites. It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Ohio needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
We return to Fort Laramie High School girls basketball. We kick off the campaign tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Laramie hosting Miami East. Redskins, Chuck, graduated All-State performer Ava Turner last year, right around 10 points a game. Do return the likes of Avery Brandewee. Honorable mention, All-Ohio, 11.5 a game. Senior Skylar Albers is back, 8.5 points per game. Junior Victoria Mesher, 8 points per contest. Summer Hoying, Jaden Rose, Carissa Meyer, all return. Alex Rose, Ariel Heitkamp, expect to see a lot of playing time. It's a veteran team for Fort Laramie here in 2023-24.
It's a veteran team, and it's a deep team. I mean, they're able to go 8 or 9 deep, and what the first few games of the season will do for Coach Siegel is she will figure out what is their best rotation. Because early in the season, you do it in your scrimmages, but it's totally different when the season starts. But if anybody can find the right rotation quickly in the season, it's Carla Siegel.
As I mentioned a few minutes ago before our first break, Coach Evans leads Miami East. It is your number two for Kevin Evans. 19-6 by way of record a year ago. Fought Fort Laramie tooth and nail in the opening game last season at East High School. Vikings lost by just a bucket to the Redskins. And the likes of Makaya Musselman, Cameron Francis, Jacqueline Cadle, Logan Phillips, Katie Paulus, and Mara Fine are all back. Musselman, 9 points a game. Francis, 8 points a game. Cadle, 7 points a game.
Phillips 5 points a game. The team shot 30% from behind the arc. Three young ladies shot in the high 30 percentiles from three-point land. This could be a very good game. Defenses probably ahead of the offenses. We'll see how three-point shooting fares, execution on offense, so on and so forth. But it promises to be a very good opener here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is a tough opener for Loramie. I mean, at Miami East was a struggle last year, and they got all these girls back. And they got scorers. They're well coached. It's going to come down to how many turnovers they're going to have. Because you know Loramie, we haven't seen them this year, but we know what we're going to see after 25 years. They're going to pick you up full court. They're going to pick you up half court and trap you. They're going to make you uncomfortable if they can the entire game. And if you can handle that, you'll be okay. If not, you'll be another one of their victims.
Yeah, Redskins offensive output down a little bit last year, 50 points per game, but defense mighty stingy. Gave up 7 points per quarter, forced the opposition into 23-24 turnovers like usual per game. And those will be keys here tonight. Can Miami East handle Fort Loramie's pressure? From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure, as we've already alluded. Will Miami East deal well with Fort Loramie's pressure? How will the veterans score? A lot of experience on these two teams. It's opening night, and in the moment, there will be some jitters. Keys to tonight's game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. We'll return with more in a few minutes. It's Fort Loramie hosting Miami East as we kick off girls high school hoops on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
With our expanded pregame, we are renewing our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by Local Equipment in Jackson Center. We would not be here today without the support from Local, given to us way back in 2006 and 7. Local got us off the ground, gave us impetus and momentum.
LaCal is still an anchor sponsor today here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tonight we highlight Summer Hoying of Fort Loramie, a senior, daughter of Matt and Carrie. 4-point GPA for Summer. Phenomenal volleyball player, National Honor Society, plays the flute in the band. She is the United Way student rep at Fort Loramie, a server at Mass, member of academia. For Miami East, we highlight Logan Phillips, a senior, daughter of Trapper and Angela, 3.8 GPA. She is a midfield player in soccer, student sectional leader, 4-H yearbook and more. By the way, neither Summer nor Logan has decided for sure on college of choice. Still searching. For Summer, it might be Ohio Northern. Summer will major in nursing. Nursing for a major for Summer. And for Logan Phillips, early childhood education. Early childhood ed for Logan Phillips. That's our pregame student athlete spotlight segment. We'll have starters and more about this game in just a moment or two. It is Fort Loramie against Miami East tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, Fort Loramie girls basketball coach Carla Siegel has amassed 516 victories heading into tonight's season opener versus Miami East. This year marks her 25th leading the Redskins girls hoops program. Last year, Carla became the 24th girls basketball coach in Ohio to top the 500 victory mark. She did that against Houston on the road right before Christmas, reached that plateau of 500 triumphs a little less than one season ago. Fort Loramie, as we noted earlier, 25-3 in the 2022-23 campaign, losing by 2 points at the buzzer in the regional final to eventual Division IV state champ Tri-Village. This year's club returns 80% of last year's offensive scoring. Chuck, we recall that game against Tri-Village a year ago. Shot by Carissa Meyer at the buzzer from about 40 feet. Went in, it went out, it went in, it went out. One referee out of the corner of my eye was signaling no good. Another referee out of the other eye was signaling yes, it counts. It would have been a long discussion had that ball gone in. It did not. It rattled in the cylinder for 2 or 3 seconds, it seemed like, and popped away. And Fort Loramie was nipped 32-30.
And that was probably the state championship right there. If they would have won that one, they think they would have gone on and won it again.
Carla Siegel, by the way, is a 1989 grad of Fort Loramie, and her first ever coaching victory at Fort Loramie High School was 10 years later, 1999, at Fairlawn. Her teams have captured 16 league titles, 3 state championships, a perfect season, and a 4th state crown were cut short in 2020 by the health crisis. Starting lineups, opening tip up next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Just a moment away from the opening tip to start tonight's girls basketball lid lifter here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Fort Loramie hosting Miami East. Avery Brandewee recently suffered an ankle sprain. And we have seen her in street clothes, Chuck, is that correct?
Yeah, she's on the sideline. She's not dressed this evening.
Opening five for Fort Loramie will be as follows. Redskins being introduced by public address announcer Dave Ross at the moment. Carissa Meyer, 4 points a game a year ago, 5'8", senior guard. Victoria Mesher on the front line, 6 foot junior. Skylar Albers at a guard, 5'10 senior. Jaden Rose in the backcourt, a 5 foot, 5 inch senior. And Summer Hoying in the middle, 5'11 senior. She starts in the post. Hoying and Meyer right around 4 points a game a year ago for the Fort Loramie girls. Mesher and Albers both at 8. Jaden Rose at 3. And we're all set to go. Redskins without Avery Brandewee. Honorable mention All-State a year ago.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem a little bit, but we talked about how deep they're going to be this year. So this is just one of those next man up kind of situations.
Here we go, opening tip. Miami East girls in the road black shirts and shorts. Blue numerals, blue lettering outlined in white. Fort Loramie in the home white, top to bottom, red numbers trimmed in black. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. Redskins have it. High on the right, it's Rose. Outside the arc on the left to Albers. Now back to Rose straight away, looks in the middle for Hoying. To Carissa Meyer. Deep left corner, it's Mesher. Defensively for Miami East, Chuck.
playing a zone, and Lormy tried to force it in, turned it over.
Good deflection by the Vikings, who get a takeaway to start the game on Fort Loramie's first possession. Here's a nice cross-court pass, low on the right, caught and laid in by Miami East.
Musselman.
Beautifully done by Micaiah Musselman, 6'1" senior. She caught that ball with both mitts up above everybody. Cross-court throw, well-designed play to start the game for Miami East. At the apex of her jump, she snared it, laid it in, a three-footer. Good assist on the arc from Marin Gross. Here is Fort Loramie attacking to our right. Redskins going from left to right on your phone as you use your imagination or on your computer screen. Ball rotated left wing to Meyer. Meyer, a flat three-point shot, deflected on the play by Miami East. Vikings got the rebound but lost the ball, head of the key coming down the floor. And then Fort Loramie's Albers gives it to Myers, who starts to penetrate, and she's bumped.
They're going to miss Turner's. She could penetrate even against a zone, and that's where they're going to have to try to find somebody that can get into the inside of this zone. Right now, they're just going perimeter.
Ava Turner was lickety-split. She was a runner. She could go baseline to baseline, full court in a heartbeat. Here's a long three-pointer, right corner by Fort Loramie, pumped up there by Albers. A little strong, no good. Rebound pinballed off the fingertips of Mescher. Out of bounds to the Vikings. Miami East in the lead, 2-0. We played a minute and 30 to start the game. Vikings, a veteran club. Both teams returning 80% of their scoring from last year's units. However, Avery Brandewey out tonight nursing a sprained ankle for Fort Loramie. Miami East has it between the rings. It's Cameron Francis. Francis, a 6-foot senior, dribbles down the left side. Hands it off on the play to Jenna Taylor, who's coming off the bench, a 5'6 soft. Straight away, it's Musselman, a 6'1 senior, throws to the post. Batted away by Fort Loramie, scrapped for a loose ball, tie up, and East benefits from the arrow. Musselman averaged 9 points a game a year ago for Miami East. Francis, 8. Jacqueline Cadle, 7. Phillips, 5. Paulus, 4. 2-0 Miami East. We played a little better than 2 minutes, opening period. Ball pitched into backcourt by the Vikings. Handled on the play by Cadle. Cadle veers right. Goes into the right corner to Phillips. She's boxed in momentarily. Reach-in foul by Fort Loramie. Once again, when we reach 5 fouls in a quarter, it's a two-shot situation.
Everything's 2 shots in basketball now, unless you make a basket. That's over and back. They didn't call it.
At midcourt, it looked like Cadle might have stepped into backcourt. Throws it right corner to Phillips. Phillips makes an errant pass into the lane. Picked off on the play by Jaden Rose of Fort Loramie. She darts down the floor, gives it up to Hoing. Right wing Meyer dumps it baseline right for Mescher. Good overplay by Miami East. But the Vikings player, Musselman, steps on the stripe. Baseline right of the rim. Fort Loramie will handle it. Redskins entering, down 2-0. We played 2:25 here in the opening quarter. Into the paint area, Albers, shot blocked. Musselman got a fist on it and stole it. Long pass up the floor by the Vikings. Oh, it's intercepted by Albers. Great play. Throws it back into Rose. Rose is tied up momentarily, top of the key. Gave it up to Albers, who shoots the three off to the right. Vikings have the board. Here comes Logan Phillips. Quickly down the floor, right wing to Francis. Top of the circle, Musselman. Cross-court pass, low on the right. Vikings used that play earlier to score. This time it's missed on the play by Musselman.
It was open again.
Loramie attacking. Long throw from Rose down inside to Summer Hoing. Back on the arc to Rose, who buries a three ball.
That probably takes a little pressure off the entire team getting that first basket.
3-2 Fort Loramie, 4:30 left in the first. Cross-court pass to Cameron Francis by Miami East. And she makes a bad throw, bounced it to a teammate. Fort Loramie got a fist on it, broke it up. Redskins called for holding.
Yeah, they missed the first call, so he made it up. And I'm sorry about the PSA. I don't mean in a negative way.
4:24 to go, first quarter, 3-2 Fort Loramie over Miami East. PSA you're referring to, we aired in the pregame, promoting the need for basketball officials.
Yep, they need officials in every sport, quite honestly.
Sure do. Substitution for Miami East. Entering the game is Mara Fine, a 5'5 sophomore.
Let's see.
Katie Paulus will inbounds below the basket. Paulus lobs left of the lane to Phillips. Phillips goes out high to Cameron Francis. Left wing handled by Paulus. Far right flank to Marin Gross. Ball thrown top of the circle to the jump shooter. It is missed on the play by Gross off to the left. Rebound batted out of bounds off of Fort Loramie. Baseline left to the rim. Paulus will inbounds. It was Paulus who came in, not Fine. 3-2 Fort Loramie. We played half the first quarter. Ball thrown out high, top of the circle. Great steal by Albers. Albers tussles for it with a Vikings player. It's knocked away by Miami East eventually. Albers thought she was fouled. Might have been. Loose ball rolls out of bounds. Touched by the Redskins.
Skyler going to have some skin left on the floor, man. She's been down there twice.
Her elbows have been bruised. 3-2 Fort Loramie. 3:56 left. First quarter. Near steal. This side of the floor by Jaden Rose of Fort Loramie. Rose has a three-pointer for Fort Loramie. Musselman a two-pointer for Miami East. 3-2, Redskins lead. We played 4 minutes, 10 seconds, opening period. The lid lifter in girls high school basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Ball thrown to Musselman in the post. She swings her arms around, and Fort Loramie swiped the ball.
Alex Rose came in, just took it away from her.
Nicely done by Alex, 5'8", senior. Here is Meyer on the arc to Hoing. Baseline right to a teammate. It's Mesher. Long two. She was traveling the arc. Missed it. A little heavy on the shot. And it is swatted out of bounds off of the Vikings. 3-2 Fort Loramie. Inbounding below the rim. Redskins. On the arc it goes to Alex Rose. Rose hangs on. Coming out to get it is Jaden. Jaden wheels right side to Alex. Outside the arc of the left to Meyer. Baseline left to Hoing.
Wow.
Turnaround 15-footer spot on.
Woo.
Good shot to Summer Hoing. 5-2 Fort Loramie.
Well, they'll take that all season.
Here's Cameron Francis on the arc for Miami East to Gross. Gross lobs down inside for Musselman. Spoiled on the play by Mesher, who got a piece of it. It goes out of bounds. That appears to be the M.O. for Miami East. Take advantage of Musselman's length on the inside, 6'1 senior.
Yep, they're trying to get it into her. That was kind of a weird set that last time, but they still had a shot at it.
Fine inbounds to Francis on the post. Tries to go low post with a bounce pass. It's errant. Fort Loramie steals. Up the floor to Mesher. On the arc to Jaden Rose. Zone defense by Miami East. Fort Loramie 5, Miami East 2. 2:43 left, opening period. Jaden, top of the circle, now to Albers, 30 feet away. Her pass for Hoing in the corner, deflected, intercepted by the Vikings. Up the floor, it's airmailed, punched out of bounds by Albers.
Boy, Skyler's everywhere so far defensively. We need to get her off offensively at the other end now.
As we surmised in our pregame, defense ahead of the offense both ways. Only 7 points scored in the first 5.5 minutes. Here's Fine dribbling outside the arc of the left for the Vikings. Fires into the left corner. It is punched out before Gross could handle it. Touched by Fort Loramie. Redskins with a substitution. Entering is Morgan Plyman, 5'11 senior. Ball lob from out of bounds, low on the right. It's Musselman, caught it, missed it from point-blank range, and Fort Loramie's got the board. High right, it's Plyman, finds an open player cutting through the paint. Mesher catches and scores. Good assist by Plyman.
That's a great play, great setup that time.
7-2, Fort Loramie, pressure down the floor, stolen, a double team. Redskins have it. Alex Rose on the jaunt into the corner. She's doubled up. It is a tie-up. Fort Loramie retains it. 1:57 to go here in the first. Fort Loramie in the lead over Miami East, 7-2. Vikings struck first, seven in a row by Fort Loramie. On the arc, it's Albers. Straightaway, Alex Rose. Deep left corner, Albers. 25 feet away on the bounce. Jostled a little bit. Foul out on the arc.
It was Cadle. She bumped her a little bit. Good call. Knocked her off the ball.
Team fouls two each way. Doesn't look like we'll get to five in the opening quarter on one team, which would trigger the two-shot foul situation. No more. One and one. Near side with the ball. It is handled by Fort Loramie's Ariel Heitkamp, who's in. Heitkamp, a 5'6 junior. Ball tossed to the top of the circle, and it's pried free by Miami East. Jump ball ensues. Vikings possession. With a minute 37 to go here in the first, and Fort Loramie leading 7-2.
Well, this 3-2 zone is good for Loramie to see this early, because they've struggled sometimes against zones during the season. Get a good look at it early.
Yep, and you can bet the Redskins will see a steady diet of zone all year long to challenge Fort Loramie's perimeter shooting. Here's a high lob on the arc. McKeedle down inside for Musselman. Broken up by Fort Loramie and stolen. Albers on the dead run. Long pass to Mesher. She falls out of bounds. Saves it back in. Picked off by Miami East. Two on two. Pulling up is fine. Cross-court lead for the left-hand three-point shooter. It is shy of the mark. Missed on the play by Cadle. Fort Loramie with the board. Quickly down the floor to Heitkamp. Sends it ahead to Mesher. And it is drilled out of bounds by a Miami East trailer who got a hand on the ball and pounded it off the Redskins' mat on the far wall.
That was a little too unselfish. Ariel had a straight shot to the basket.
Yep, I thought maybe she'd take a bounce and shoot it. 7-2, Fort Loramie up 5. 50 seconds opening quarter. Mesher out between the rings now.
She played a lot of point guard last year for him, and I think she was their best.
Oh, she can handle it. Good entry, Carissa Meyer, left corner. Low post left to Summer Hoing, who's got two field goals. 9-2, Fort Loramie. 33 seconds to go in the first. Miami East goes down inside to Musselman. Good defense by Mesher. Mesher went high in the air, smacked it out of bounds. Musselman held it way above her head. Good defensive effort by Mesher. 27 ticks to go first quarter. Fort Loramie up 9-2 over Miami East. 9 straight points by the Redskins. Miami East inbounding in the corner. Ball thrown to a cutter through the lane at Jacqueline Cadle. Missed it strong. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Mesher out to Rose. Rose to Mesher, head of the key. 17 ticks on the clock. Ariel Heitkamp's got it. Deep left corner, Alex Rose. To Mesher with 10. Mesher 35 feet away. Goes to Ariel on top with 6. Ball popped in the air by Miami East. Here come the Vikings down the floor with 2. Long lead out ahead to Gross. And she took steps. Laid it in. Beat the buzzer. No basket. Wipe it off the board. Fort Loramie 9, Miami East 2 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, M&A, Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Great start to the second quarter by Fort Loramie. Carissa Meyer, another good look. Super dish on the inside to Mesher. Mesher lays it up and through. Victoria with another hoop. And Fort Loramie has 11 points in succession.
Yeah, they're starting to really attack this zone on the inside.
11-2 Redskins, half minute gone. Miami East threw it away down to her left. Fort Loramie back on the attack. Rose, deep right corner to Meyer. Meyer ahead, it goes to Jaden Rose. Jaden on the bounce, left side to Alex, broken up momentarily by Miami East. Good defense by Logan Phillips. Redskins get it back. Near right wing, it's Mesher. Carissa Meyer flashing through the lane. Outside the arc on the left, it's Hoing. Now to Jaden Rose, looped into the right corner of Meyer. Meyer tries to go cross court, deflected, picked off by Mesher. Offensive foul away from the ball on Fort Loramie. A couple of high school football scores. Division 7 state semifinal. Marion Local 21, Patrick Henry nothing, second quarter. Division 6 state semifinal. Versailles 17, Columbus Grove 7, also in the second quarter.
All right, Tigers. Might as well have three MAC teams win it this year.
Handling the ball, Jacqueline Cadle for Miami East. Cross-court dish to a teammate who settles and shoots and hits a long three ball.
Phillippe.
Logan Phillips nails it, a 5'10 senior. Beautiful-looking shot by Logan. We highlighted her during the pregame. Smooth stroke, 11-5. Fort Loramie in the lead by 6. Handling the ball, Redskins, head of the key. It is Jaden Rose on the bounce, back to the basket, 17 feet away, gives it to Meyer. Quick look on the inside to Hoing, back to Meyer, right wing jumper, a little strong. Weak side rebound attempt by Alex Rose, can't gather it. It is out of bounds to Miami East. Fort Loramie scored 11 in a row after trailing 2-0. It's now 11-5, Redskins, 2 minutes gone, period number two. Logan Phillips over the timeline for Miami East. Phillips 30 feet away. Pitches down into the right corner to Musselman. Musselman out to Cameron Francis. Hits a cutter through the paint. It's Marin Gross. She bobbles. Fort Loramie touched it. It goes out of bounds. 11-5 Fort Loramie. 5:46 to go in the second. Baseline right. It'll be thrown in bounds by the Vikings. Way out of the arc to Cadle. Right corner, Musselman. Step back three. Strong, no good. Fine. Offensive rebound on the interior. But Cameron Francis, the six-footer, had it lip the rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Quickly Rose. Up the floor to Morgan. Plyman is back in. Down to Albers, to Plyman. Hand off to Jaden. 11-5 Fort Loramie. 5:20 left to go, second quarter. Deep left corner, Alex Rose. Ball rotated around on top. Handled there on the play by Summer Hoing. Lost in the right corner. Miami East has the loose ball. 2-on-3. Redskins get back in a hurry. 5 minutes left till halftime. Left wing jumper by Logan Phillips behind the arc. You can count it. Swish. 11-8. Here come the Vikings, who've answered with two triples from Phillips. Here's Summer Hoing's pass into the right corner. It's poked out by Miami East. Our two young ladies we highlighted during the pregame, Phillips and Hoing, both scoring very well, each with two buckets. A couple of trays for Phillips. 4:50 left in the second, 11-8 Fort Loramie. Here's Jaden Rose, goes into the post. Ball thrown to Ariel Heitkamp. Fort Loramie tries to go beneath the basket, and it is swatted free out of bounds off the Vikings. Fort Loramie will inbound, baseline left of the backboard. Playmaker is Jaden Rose. Throws to Albers, head of the key. Deflected momentarily by Miami East. Albers secures it. Now Mesher, who's between the circles. Jaden Rose, right side pass to Albers, checked by Phillips. Good matchup there, Albers and Phillips. Left side throw goes to Playman. On top to Jaden Rose. Picks up her dribble, needs help. Goes to Ariel Heitkamp, right back to Jaden, who's near the L on the FL Fort Laramie logo at midcourt. Heitkamp across the top of the circle to Jaden Rose, who steps inside the arc, misses a 17-footer. Weak side rebound by Heitkamp. On the arc to Albers, long high-arching floater. No, hit the ring. Rebound punched out by Fort Laramie. Vikings ball.
Not shooting it very well right now, and they've started to settle for the perimeter shots again.
Fort Laramie up 3, 4:15 to go till halftime. Fort Laramie led 11-2. A minute into the second quarter, Miami East has held Fort Laramie scoreless the last three, while Phillips has dropped in a couple trays for the Vikings. Here's a miss by Miami East. Quickly down the floor, Jaden Rose pumps up a three ball. It is no good. Rebound laid up, missed by Morgan Plyman. Vikings have the board. Vikings forecourt to her left. It is Katie Paulus with the ball. And she's boxed in. Timeout called by the Vikings head coach Evans. 3:40 left in the half. 11-8 Fort Laramie over East on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So many thanks to our fine sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com, one of which is Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Miami's last field goal, a long three-pointer by the Vikings, Logan Phillips. She drained it. Dynamite play. She got a screen, launched it in. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Each team with a turnover. Miami East has the ball, down 11-8, 3:10 left, second quarter of play. Dribbling into the left corner goes Gross for Miami East. Flips it on the arc to a wing player. Here's a drive by Taylor, pulls up. Rather, it's Paulus, missed it. It skidded off the rim. Fort Laramie's got the board. Jaden Rose down the court, straight ahead, goes to Meyer. Meyer's pass for Heitkamp in the left corner, deflected by Paulus and stolen. Good defensive play by the Vikings here in the second period.
8 turnovers for the Redskins, 10 on Miami East.
Here is a Miami East player dribbling out near midcourt. It's Mara Fine, who eventually bounces it off the leg of a Redskin player. Vikings will retain the basketball. Down by 3 to Fort Laramie, 11-8, with 2:32 left to go here in the second period. Vikings have the ball down the right side. It's Cadle. Miami's trailing by 3. On top to Cameron Francis, the 6-footer. Inside to Musselman at 6-1. She pivots with the left, short, but she is grazed on the arm. Fouled in the act of shooting. And that is 2 free throws. It was only the second of the quarter on Fort Laramie, but in the act of shooting was Musselman, who gets a pair. And she is errant on the first free throw off to the left. No good.
Not real good form on the first one.
Second shot here by Musselman is away. Strong. Rebound pinballed right baseline. Vikings have it. And we've got an offensive foul. Miami's player hooked the Redskin defender.
Good call.
That was Gross as she tried to spin along the baseline. Offensive personal, 11-8. Fort Laramie still up 3. 2:14 left until halftime. This game may wind up being much like last year's contest. 62 total points scored. Fort Loramie 132-30. Baseline right, open player for Fort Loramie, Summer Hoying. After a pass to the post, left her available. She missed it strong off the flange. Here come the Vikings. Dribble drive into the lane. It is Cadle. She lost it. Smacked away by Fort Loramie. Long, wild throw down the floor. Intercepted by Miami East. Here come the Vikings the other way. Cadle dribbles out of trouble. Picked up by Meyer between the rings. Down the right side to Fine. Top of the circle to Cameron Francis. 30 feet away on the left to Gross. Picked up by Jaden Rose. High left. Here's a three-point shooter. Cameron Francis. Bingo! She's got it. We're tied at 11. Quickly, Fort Loramie down the floor. Long pass given up by Jaden Rose to Mesher, who found her open low on the left. She caught it and scored, and it was hacked on the arm.
Nice pass and a heck of a catch and shot by Mesher that time.
Well, that bucket by Mesher ends a 9-0 run by Miami East, which had trailed 11-2 in this game. Two long streaks, 11 in a row by Fort Loramie, 9 in a row by Miami East. Three-point play completed. Foul shot good, 14-11 Fort Loramie. 70 seconds to go, first half. There's a travel not called. Outside the arc on the left, getting a free look as Paulus unguarded, and she drilled it. Tied at 14. Fort Loramie's got the ball outside the arc on the right. It's Rose. Miami East is living and dying by the threes. Here's a Fort Loramie pass cross court in the hands of the receiver and out.
We don't stand on the point and try to throw that pass. You got to put the ball on the floor and make the defense move even if they're playing a zone.
Miley Shadow seeing action. 5'7 junior for the Redskins. 45 seconds to go here in the first half, and we have whistles.
I think Mesher got hit in the nose.
And Victoria Mesher has left the court and headed toward the locker room. And she is off the floor at the moment. We have a momentary delay. So many thanks to one of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. Francis Manufacturing, East Main in Rushi. The production standard is extremely high, and it's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis Manufacturing, creating castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. A missed shot by Miami East, which then knocked it out of bounds. 14-all tie. Redskins have the ball. 20 seconds to go, first half. High left at Summer Hoying. Now to Jaden Rose between the circles. Jaden hangs on. Looks left side. 10 to play in the half. Right wing, Skylar Albers. She chucks up a fadeaway three ball. No good. Weak side rebound, Fort Loramie with 3 to play. Baseline running one-hander. Missed at the buzzer. Good try on the play by Chateau of Fort Loramie. Shot would have counted had it gone in. It was off the back iron, and we are even up 14 apiece, tied at halftime here at Fort Loramie. Opening night of girls high school basketball. Redskins 14, Miami East 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few 2,000 people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
It is halftime at Fort Loramie High School, opening game, girls high school hoops on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We've got a real scrap, nothing decided. 14-14 deadlock as Miami East has rallied from an 11-2 deficit to score 12 of the last 15 points in the final 5.5 minutes of the second quarter of play. Our halftime report brought to you by J&J Brodigam in Sydney, your underground plumbing specialist, and by Schnipple Construction in Watkins, building hotels for the hospitality industry. Chuck, let's take a look at the stats.
Well, taking a look, it was 14-14 at the halftime. He scored 2 in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Loramie scored 9-5, 14 for the total. Loramie went to the free throw line one time. Measure hit it, 1-for-1. Miami East went twice, missed them both. 0-for-2, individual scoring for Miami East. They have 1-2 and 4 threes, and that's the difference in the game right now. Paulus has 3. Francis has 3. Phillips has 6 in the 2 threes. And then Musselman had the first basket of the game. Hasn't scored again. 2 points. On the other side, Loramie, only 3 young ladies scored. Messier has 7. Hoying has 4. And Jaden Rose has 3. 10 rebounds for Loramie, 7 for Miami East, 3 of the 2 offensive rebounds for Loramie. Turnovers, 11 for Miami East and 10 for Loramie in the first half.
The Redskins have done a better job getting the ball inside and scoring. Miami East relying on the 3-ball, and they've had some hot hands. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction and J&J Brodigam on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Our halftime score here at Fort Loramie, Redskins 14, Miami East 14. Redskins without Avery Brandewey here tonight in the season opener. And Avery, outstanding player, out with a sprained ankle. Not sure when she'll return, but she is missing tonight. Tomorrow evening, we're on the air about 10 till 7 from Rushi Minster Girls against the Rushi Raiders. Our second half upcoming in 3 minutes or so. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Here we go on scoresbroadcast.com. We kick off play in the third quarter tonight with the game tied 14-14. Fort Laramie 14, Miami East 14. Miami scored the first bucket to start the game. Fort Laramie tallied 11 straight to go up 11-2. Then Miami East scored 9 in a row, and we're even up at 14s early seconds, third quarter of this game. Miami East has scored from the perimeter. Fort Laramie has managed to pound the ball inside and produce most of its points. Zone defense by Miami East, correct, Chuck?
Yeah, they're still playing zone.
Here's Carissa Meyer outside the arc on the right. It's the same five for Fort Laramie who began the game. No, it's not. Jaden Rose, Alex Rose in the opening five. Skylar Albers, Summer Hoyne, Carissa Meyer. Keep in mind,
Mesher's over there getting her nose worked on right now. They're trying to get the bleeding to stop.
Keep in mind now, Victoria Mesher left the court in that second quarter and is just now returning to the bench. Suffered some bleeding, took a shot to the face, and Avery Brandewee is out with a sprained ankle, not dressed. Inside post play, short shot, 6 feet out for Fort Laramie. No good, off the back iron. Rebound down to Miami East. 2 minutes gone, opening couple minutes of the third quarter. Nobody yet to score. Good pass by the Vikings out high in the right, down low in the left to Phillips, who is short of the shot. Rebounding foul against the Vikings.
They started the game going, trying to go inside, inside, inside. They fell behind 11-2. They started shooting threes. And now in the third quarter, they're trying to go inside again. Not sure I understand the philosophy.
Zone defense, Miami East. 5:56 to go, third quarter. Game tied at 14. Last year, Miami East came within two of Fort Laramie, which won 32-30. At the Vikings gym, here's a bad pass by Fort Laramie, intercepted by Musselman. Down the floor to Phillips. Long three is good! Wow! Boy, she is a shot maker. Logan Phillips, whom we highlighted during the pregame, has just poured in a 27-footer, longest shot of the night. 3-point lead, Miami East.
Are they Division III or two?
Three.
Okay.
Far right side of the floor. It is handled on the play by Fort Laramie's Meyer. Meyer outside the arc, high left to Rose. Spoiled, broken up by Miami East. Vikings quickly down the floor. Short shot in the lane, wide right by Gross. Rebound Fort Laramie, which trails by three. Long heave to Albers. Albers caught it, went up, down, inside, fouled over the back by Miami East. And that should be a two-shot situation.
Well, they got, like you said, Brandewee not dressed, Mesher with a nose, and this is going to be the first chance for Albers to score.
She's missed a few from the field. She's at the stripe, two free throws coming, and it's well short. Yep, it's an understatement to say Fort Laramie not shooting shots well from out on the court.
Yeah, not sharp here to start the first game.
Second free throw, Skylar Albers to cut it to two. Yes. 17-15, Miami East up two. What, three baskets for Logan Phillips, Chuck?
Yes, he's got three threes. That was their fifth three of the game. They have 1-2.
Yep, Phillips, 5'10", can get up in the air over everybody and shoot it from distance. Here's a bad pass by Miami East, taken away by Rose. Jaden down the floor to Alex Rose. Ball rotated around the top of the circle into the right corner. Albers not there. It goes out of bounds.
That is a very sloppy miscue right there. Poor communication.
Boy, I'd like to see them put the ball on the floor and make the defense move instead of just standing there and passing perimeter until they turn it over.
Yep, Victoria Mesher back on the floor for Fort Loramie. She has received some facial treatment. Foul line extended right. Here's a 16-footer by Jacqueline Cadle, right on the money. 5-point lead, Miami East, 20-15. Was that a three ball, Chuck?
Yep.
She was behind the arc. I missed it. I thought she was in front. Give her three. Steady diet of triples being aired out by Miami East, which has a 20-15 lead. Left wing, it's Alex Rose. On top to Jaden. Right side pass, Albers. Albers goes into the post to Mesher. Oh, she's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Pried loose on the play by Cadle. Vikings to midcourt. Here's a scrap for a loose ball. A jump and possession arrow favors Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie once led in this game 11-2. And in the last 13 minutes of playing time, Miami East has outscored Fort Loramie to the tune of 18-4. Vikings 20, Fort Loramie 15. Halfway through the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Yep, no Avery Brandewee tonight for Fort Loramie, out with a sprained ankle. Victoria Mesher has missed 6 or 7 minutes after taking a swat to the nose. She's on the court now, and Miami East has amassed a 5-point lead, 20-15, 3:33 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Mesher in the post, double-teamed. Baseline left of the jump shooter. Alex Rose connects. That's a big one. 20-17, Fort Loramie trails by three. Vikings four court to our right. It's Cadle 30 feet away. Cross court. Shot passed up by Gross. Thrown to Phillips. Deep left corner. Three. Ooh, it's halfway down. Snapped out. Long rebound, though. Vikings. Somebody's got to get a hand in the face of Phillips.
That was too good of a look again.
3 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Got a push off against Fort Loramie. Miami East will throw inbounds at the end of the Vikings bench. Push off by Miley Shadow. Inbounding is Miami East. Ball thrown to midcourt. Handled by Marin Gross. 20-17. Vikings lead. It goes on the arc to Musselman. Errant toss down inside. Tried to hit Phillips. It was wide of the mark. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie, which is down three. 2:52 left in the third. Mesher back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Ball thrown far left wing to Miley Shadow, who gave it up, got it back straight away. Throws baseline left to Mesher. Mesher below the rim didn't shoot. Fed it into the right corner to the jump shooter, Alex Rose, short on the 18-footer. Rebound down to the Vikings.
Mesher has to get that up on the glass. There's no way she should pass that out.
Nope. She had a good look below the rim and threw it to a shooter nearly on the arc who misfired. You might get fouled if you take that shot below the backboard, even if you do miss it. Bad pass, Vikings. Poor entry on the play by Cadle. Intercepted by Alex Rose. Up the floor to Jaden. Jaden dropped the ball. Here's a two-on-one for Miami East. Ball is down the floor to a teammate.
Marin Gross lays it in. She got the Snowbird out in front. 22-15, biggest lead for the Vikings is 5. A minute 48 to go in the third. Top of the circle, Alex Rose, right side pass, Mesher. Right corner gives it up to Albers. Albers tries to hook her way around a defender and is called for an offensive foul. Minute 37 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie had 11 points about 90 seconds into the second quarter of this game. And Fort Loramie's been held in check to 6 points over the last, 16, 17 minutes. Unbelievable.
Had a good start to the game and then just really let it slide.
Here's Mara Fine, cross-court give to a teammate. It is a low line drive jumper by Paulus. No good from 15. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Minute 12 to go in the third. Redskins trail by 5. Left side pass goes to Miley Shadow. Shadow, a junior, 5'7", seeing action. Out of bounds. Loramie pitches to side court. And Fort Loramie can't come up with it. Miami East gets the basketball. Some of these errors by both teams unforced. A few are forced, but just simply opening night, poor ball handling. And there's a bad pass on the play by Miami East as Mara Fine tried to angle through the lane and fire a no-look pass cross court, intercepted. Redskins have it. Baseline left. Here's a runner. Missed by Shadow. Short. Long rebound, Miami East. Here's Marin Gross down the floor. Hits a trailer who tries a three-pointer. Look out. Good! Logan Phillips had a foot on the line. Give her two. Point rattled, and went down. And Miami East is up 7 with 34 ticks left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. 34 ticks left in the clock, third quarter. Fort Loramie trails Miami East by 7. Logan Phillips has been the catalyst for Miami East here tonight. Skylar Albers not on the floor at the moment for Fort Loramie.
She came back out of the locker room, so she's ready to go back in now.
Summer Hoying gets a good baseline pass on the play from Jaden Rose and swishes a 15-footer. Summer Hoying's got some new look form to that jump shot, Chuck.
I've always liked her jump shot. She just has to get more of them.
4 minutes, or I should say 4 seconds left to go here in the third. A long errant three ball by the Vikings to close out the third period. Miami East up 5, 24-19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home.
home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Fort Loramie starts the fourth quarter with Ariel Heitkamp, Skylar Albers, Carissa Meyer, Summer Hoying, and Alex Rose on the floor. No Victoria Mesher at the moment. No Avery Branderwee all night. Sprained ankle in street clothes. Miami East has shot it very well from the perimeter. Here's a long three-point try to start the fourth quarter, and it's good. Wow, a long bomb pumped in by Jacqueline Cadel. Quickly, Fort Loramie down the floor, driving to the rim. Defensive block committed by Miami East. Fort Loramie behind by eight, 27-19. How many triples has Miami East made, Chuck?
That's seven, and Loramie has one.
So 21 of Miami East, 27 points by way of the trifecta. And most all the looks are wide open. Fort Loramie inbounds in the lane to Hoying. Baseline right to Meyer. Open look from 7 feet. Left it short. She'll make that most of the time. Missed it here. Vikings got the rebound. Miami East down the right side of the floor. It's Musselman. Musselman 35 feet away on a weave. Right side pass goes to Paulus. Finds an open player, Musselman. Low post right, banked it home. Musselman lost her defender.
Wow. So yeah, they're running their offense to perfection right now.
Vikings up 10, 29-19. Minute gone here in the fourth. Mesher on the arc for Fort Loramie. Gives it up cross court to Albers. Deep left corner, Alex Rose. Rose 25 feet away. 10-point deficit. Between the rings, it's Meyer. Deflected pass, gobbled up on the play by Albers. Wild pass, intercepted by East, stolen back by Fort Loramie. Vikings re-steal, scrap in the backcourt, reach-in foul, Alex Rose of Fort Loramie. But the turnover total for Fort Loramie, close to the point total.
17 turnovers, 19 points.
29-19 East. Fort Loramie has been stifled offensively. 8 points for Fort Loramie in 2.5 quarters of play.
Well, 18 turnovers for the Vikings. They have one more, but they're making shots, and Loramie is not.
Yep. Vikings down the floor outside the arc on the right. It's Cadel. Skips it cross court on the play to Paulus. Fakes the shot. Straight away, Phillips into the post to Musselman. Reach around foul committed by Hoying of Fort Loramie. Two on the Redskins here in the quarter. One on Miami East. Keep in mind, with the fifth foul, two shots occur. No more 1-1 in high school basketball in the state of Ohio. Vikings take some air out of it here. Left side of the floor, it's Gross. Coming out to catch is Phillips. High right to Paulus. In the right corner, Cadel. Errant throw. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Loose ball, midcourt. Miami East falls on it. And a hand is touching the stripe. Cadel had the ball, but a fingertip hit the line.
Yeah, heck of an effort by Cadel to get to it, but their little finger on the line. Good job by the official to see that.
Yep, it was right at the feet of the referee, about 10 feet from us here at side court. 2 minutes gone in the fourth. Miami East 29, Fort Loramie 19. Out of the arc, it's Hoying. Good lob pass down inside. Mesher couldn't finish. Got it back. Couldn't finish again. Fouled on the play, and she'll shoot two. Fort Loramie certainly missing Avery Branderwee, no doubt about it. At the line is Victoria Mesher for Fort Loramie, and she's short on the free throw. Redskins down 10, 29-19. It's going to take a Herculean effort for Fort Loramie to rally against a good, experienced Miami East club, which has swung this game by 19 points. Miami East once trailed 11-2 seconds ago at a 29-19 lead. Free throw by Mesher is in. It's 29-20. Pressed by Fort Loramie, Miami East gets it down the floor. It is Gross, 30 feet away on the left. Coming out to catch is Cameron Francis to a teammate who drives below the rim. Ball thrown in the arc. Shot fake by Cadle. Vikings taking seconds off the clock here. Fort Laramie in chase mode. Here's Gross, 30 feet out. Straight away to Francis. Bullet pass into the lane to Musselman, fouled from the rear.
Yep. Summer Hoying has got to, she's got to get us half a step around and get that offhand, and she tried to reach through with her strong hand. They're going to call that every time.
Here is Logan Phillips inbounding left of the basket for the Vikings. Oh, bounces into the lane. Wide open player, Cameron Francis, short arm to 5-footer. Loose ball to Fort Laramie. Long throw down the floor off the fingertips of the intended receiver, Morgan Plyman, out of bounds.
And she makes that catch. There's nothing she can do with it. Man, they are just really out of sync. But I know that Coach Siegel will have this thing under control in a week or so.
3 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Fort Laramie behind by nine. 35 feet away on the right. It's handled by Cadle. Into the left corner to Phillips. Skips it cross court to Cadle. On top, Gross. Phillips inside the arc, penetrates, goes to Musselman high left. Baseline jump shot by Phillips, rattling in and out. Oh, it almost went down. That would have been a backbreaker. Here is Fort Laramie coming down the floor in a hurry. Bounce pass inside to Hoying. She can't grasp it. It goes out of bounds. More turnovers for Fort Laramie than points. Miami East in the lead, 29-20. 4:31 to go in the fourth. Vikings in backcourt. Send it ahead to Musselman. Handoff on the play to Cadle. Near side Musselman. Mesher tracks her. Musselman coughed it up. Loose ball on the deck. Albers has it for Fort Laramie. Lead out on the play to a teammate who had to save it at the baseline. In toward Heitkamp. Punched out by Miami East.
Wow. Now they had the same problem last year. They're truly, except for Heitkamp, there's not a point guard on the team. And, you know, you're doing it by committee, and they're going to be fine, but they just got to make some adjustments.
Jaden Rose below the rim, inbounds to Mesher right in front, banked it. Oh, it rolled off. A lid on it for the Redskins. Jump ball on the rebound. It stays with Fort Laramie. 29-20, Miami East in the lead. Fort Laramie has scored 11 points since the first minute and a half of the second quarter. Timeout called. Miami East up 9 halfway through the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks to Fort Laramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Big Three with us each and every Fort Laramie game. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Dyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires. Fort Laramie after the timeout. Missed shot left corner by Mesher. Air ball caught below the rim and scored by Skylar Albers, and she's fouled.
That's Skylar's first basket of the game. She had one free throw going into this one.
Skylar Albers at the stripe to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and it's too hard. Oh, a good rebound by Mesher. Might have been fouled on the six-footer. It fell way short. Loose ball rebound, Hoying foul against the Vikings again. Fort Laramie has scored four straight points. Redskins trailed 29-18 early on in the period. Good inbounds to Mesher. What a feed from below the basket by Jaden Rose. Mesher drops it in, hacked from behind. Free throw coming. Fort Laramie's wiped out an 11-point deficit. It's down to five.
Well, they trailed by five starting the fourth quarter, so they've gotten it even here in the fourth quarter now.
It was 29-18, Miami East, 2.5 minutes ago. It's 29-24. Free throw measure, no good. Caromed off the rim into the right corner. Rebound Vikings. Intercepted pass by Fort Loramie. Redskins get it back. A chance to cut it to three. Still 3:55 to go. 35 feet away, it is Miley Shadow. Ball revolved around the top of the circle. Left side to Mesher. On top, it's Jaden Rose. They look for Skylar Albers at the foul line. Albers comes out to get it. Skylar down the right side, into the corner. It goes to Mesher. Out to Rose. Redskins can't get a shot. Team fouls, five on Miami East. Fort Loramie's in the two-shot situation. Albers penetrates, drives, might have been fouled. Loose ball on the deck. Hoing picks it up. What's called? Reach-in foul, Miami East on the floor. And guess what? Two free throws coming, Fort Loramie, via the new rule. Fifth foul in the quarter. These are big.
Yeah, yeah. Get this thing down to a one-possession game.
Free throw, Summer Hoing, swish. 29-26. Miami East has seen Fort Loramie rattle off a total of seven in a row. Second free throw coming here by Summer Hoing. Got them both. 29-26. Redskins cut the Vikings lead to three. 3:16 to go, fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Francis. Francis wheels it back on the play to Cadle. Cadle being guarded by Jaden Rose. Ball thrown into the post to Musselman. Summer Hoing scraps for it, fights it loose. Vikings get it and throw it out of bounds. Yep, Coach Kevin Evans, far side for the Vikings. Wanted a foul call or out of bounds to his team, but no such luck. Fort Loramie down three, 2:56 to go in the fourth. Head of the key, Carissa Meyer. Against the zone defense of the Vikings. Oh, it's a bad pass against the zone. Stolen by Phillips. Phillips outlet to Gross. Gross starts a drive and walks. Miami East giving Fort Loramie every opportunity the Redskins can imagine.
Well, they just, Loramie's just standing flat-footed on the perimeter. They have no penetration from that point guard at all.
Here is Jaden Rose, near side to Albers. Swings to left corner to Mesher. Goes baseline to Albers. Knocked out of bounds by Musselman. 2:31 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie down three.
Loramie has one more foul to give, and East has got Loramie in the double bonus. Well, I guess it's not double bonus anymore.
Ball inbounded from below the rim on the left by Jaden Rose to Hoing, who peeled off a screen at the foul line, and she was gouged on the arm as she let go a 16-footer, and she gets two free throws to cut it to one. Summer Hoing shoots and makes. She swished three in a row at the stripe.
She's got nine. She's having a terrific game.
Sure is. She has one-third of Fort Loramie's production, 27. Free throw Hoing. Yes, sir. And the Redskins have reeled off 10 in a row, 29-28 in favor of Miami East. Miami East having trouble getting it in. Fort Loramie nearly stole it. Out of bounds. Timeout called by Coach Evans of the Vikings. 2:29 to go. 1-point game. East leads. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Couple of football scores for you. Division 7 state semifinal, 28-0. Marion Local over Patrick Henry at the half. That's in D7. In D6, it's for sales, 23 Columbus Grove, 7 at the half. Updated the Marion Local score, 42-0 over Patrick Henry. 2:29 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Entertaining, close, hard-fought girls opener on scoresbroadcast.com. Our basketball season off with a bang. We've got a tight confrontation. Miami East 29, Fort Loramie 28, 2:23 to go, fourth quarter. High dribble down the right side by Gross. Long cross-court pass to Fine. Baseline left to the jump shooter. Available. She cans it. It was Cameron Francis, 6-foot senior, who was not guarded. She dropped in a 9-footer. And Miami East scores for the first time in about 5.5 minutes, and it's 31-28. Fort Loramie down 3. A 3-pointer would tie it. Deep right corner, 3 by Albers. Good! Good! Skylar Albers from downtown. We're tied up. We're tied up. We got a foul in backcourt against Fort Loramie. That's the team's fourth. Not yet a shooting situation for Miami East. Next one will be. Both teams shooting 2 free throws from here on. Skylar Albers just threw in a skyscraper. Here's a long home run ball by Miami East. A 70-footer down the floor. Intercepted on the play by Hoing, and she's called for traveling.
That was a terrible call. PSA or not. She caught it. She took one step down. Terrible call. Anticipation calls what that was.
Yep, it was not a good call by the referee at all. What a catch by Hoing, who just about stood her ground when she made that over-the-shoulder interception. Wow. Timeout called. Miami East trying to get the ball in. A minute 44 to go. We're tied on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Logan Phillips, the playmaker below the rim for Miami East, triggers it out on the arc. It's handled there, 30 feet away by Cadle, overplayed by Meyer, who attempts to make the pickoff for Fort Loramie, and she shoulders the Vikings player who's at the stripe. 2 free throws for Cadle. Game tied at 31. A minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter, and she missed it off the flange. No good.
That was a brick.
Second shot by Cadle in the air. Yep, she nails that one. Fort Loramie down a point, 32-31. Redskins had been hot, scoring 13 of 15 points in this game before that free throw. Here's a travel outside the arc, high left against the Redskins. It's turned over on the play by Carissa Meyer. Miami East gets it back. Still a minute 28 to go.
22 turnovers now for the Redskins.
Both teams will shoot 2 free throws from here on when fouled. Dribbling up the floor is Miami East. Driving hard over the timeline is Marin Gross, and a body foul committed by Albers. That was a good call. Fans don't agree with it.
I didn't agree with it.
It was Mesher who was not set, and the official was on it, called it.
I didn't do it with any contact. That's the difference.
Yeah, there was contact. I had a different angle. Here's the free throw, good by Miami East Gross, and it's 33-31. Yeah, Summer Hoing clearly a moment ago did not travel. That was a bogus call. Both foul shots good on the play by Miami East Marin Gross, and the Vikings have made 3 straight free throws to inch on top, but 3, 34-31. Ball thrown right corner to Hoying for Fort Loramie, and head coach Carlos Siegel gets a timeout. 76 seconds to go. Vikings up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
I will say this, it's not been an easy game to officiate. How many turnovers, Chuck? 40, 45?
22 and 24.
So 46. Yep, 46 turnovers in this game. It's been sloppily played much of the time. And right there's an example. Ball thrown inside to Hoying. Bobbled it, dropped it, got it back. Fort Loramie retains the ball. A minute to go. Redskins down three. Late fourth quarter. 34-31 Miami East. Albers, 90 seconds ago, tied it when she drained a long three. High left, it goes to Albers again. Vikings all over her. Top of the circle, Mesher. Mesher at the point, 41 seconds to go. Both teams in the two free throw situation. Each team's hit five personal fouls. Ball thrown to Albers, left side, knocked away by Miami East. Loose ball picked up by Jaden Rose. Down the right side it goes. Ball fed inside to Hoying. Turnaround banker. Good! Summer Hoying powers in a seven-footer. Good dish from the right flank on the play by Meyer. Full timeout Fort Loramie. 22 ticks to go. Redskins down one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Skylar Albers with a big three-point shot a couple minutes ago to tie this game up. That was the Wisebridge play of this fourth quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Full court pressure by Fort Loramie. Miami East has the ball in backcourt and throws it away. It's out of bounds. Redskins gain possession down one with 20.5 left in the fourth. Both teams in the two free throw situation. Head coach Carlos Siegel wants another timeout. 34-33 East. 20 seconds to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie ball on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We are down to the wire, just like last year when Fort Loramie edged Miami East 32-30 at East. Tonight, the Vikings try to turn the tables on the Redskins, 34-33 East, 17 seconds to go. Fort Loramie's got the ball. Mesher hands off in the right corner to a teammate, Meyer, who chucks up a three, short, rebound Vikings, 10 seconds to play, foul on Fort Loramie. Miami East can make it mighty difficult on Fort Loramie here. A couple of free shots at the stripe for Marin Gross, a 5'6 senior. Miami East has four players at the back end of the floor to guard against Fort Loramie's attack. Free throw good by Gross.
She's 3 for 3 here in the fourth quarter.
2-point bulge for the Vikings, 35-33. That one rattles around and goes in. Fort Loramie's got to shoot a three. Down three, 36-33. Up the floor, Jaden Rose throws it cross court to Meyer. Right side to Albers for a long triple. It is no good. It would have counted had it gone in. It missed. It was strong. And the Vikings have knocked off Fort Loramie here tonight, 36-33. Miami certainly deserved it. They rallied from an 11-2 deficit early on. Built an 11-point lead themselves, did the Vikings. At one point, it was 29-18. Fort Loramie rallied, got it tied with a couple minutes to go on a long triple by Skylar Albers. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie playing without Avery Brandeweed tonight. 49% shooter last year from the floor, 74% from the stripe. Sprained ankle, missing Avery, and Victoria Mesher was out probably 6 or 7 minutes after taking a smack to the face. Give this experienced Miami East Vikings team all the credit in the world. Based by Logan Phillips, Miami East knocks off Fort Loramie by 3 here tonight. We'll return to wrap it up in a few minutes. Miami East over Fort Loramie by 3 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Well, it was a game of streaks here tonight. Fort Loramie had an 11-0 streak early on in this game. Miami East retaliated with 9 points in a row of its own. And, in fact, in one stretch of this game, over about 2.5 quarters, Miami East outscored Fort Loramie to the tune of 16-2. The lead went to 11 at one point, 29-18, before Fort Loramie came back strong in the fourth, tied the game at 32 on a three ball by Skylar Albers down the stretch in the final 90 seconds. 4-1, Miami East outpointed Fort Loramie as the Vikings struck at the free throw line. Again tonight, Fort Loramie playing without Avery Brandewee. Stellar performer all season last year as a soft. Missed her production tonight, double-digit score last season. 49% shooter from the floor, 74% from the stripe. Sprained ankle.
She was their best player last year.
Yep, not in uniform this evening. Victoria Mesher missed probably 6-7 minutes of action, got smacked in the face,
yep,
and had to go to the locker room. Give the Vikings all the credit in the world. Their experience showed.
They did.
Yeah, they played like they've played this game before as a unit, and in the end, that was the difference, plus the three-point shooting opening night to shoot threes like that. This will be a tough team to handle in Division III.
Well, they will. They turned the ball over way too many times, but when you got 3 more points at the end of the game, that's something you can do coaching points on. After this, Loramie might be the best team that Miami East plays this year. So, I mean, I think Miami East, they got a shot at being a really good basketball team this year.
Yeah, if they make strides, continue to improve, who knows how much this Miami East club could grow. Musselman, dynamite on the inside. Phillips, 5'11", tough to guard on the perimeter. Shoots the three exceedingly well. And everybody knows the roles. Coach Evans has a nice team. Fort Loramie, nothing to be ashamed of in this setback tonight. It'll be a learning tool, no doubt. And again, the Redskins tried to attack the zone, and Fort Loramie will see the zone defense all year long. And this was a test in the opener tonight. Well, I saw things 35 years on the bench, things that didn't look good against the zone. I know Coach Siegel saw the same things I did,
yeah.
And these are things that she's addressing with them and will continue to address with them because they had the same problem early last year. Then they make some adjustments. So it's just kind of the same thing we saw, too much flat-footed passing against the zone and not enough getting it inside until they did it in the fourth quarter when Hoeing ended up with six in the fourth quarter and three out of Mesher and five out of Albers. Their scorers started to score, but it was just a little too late.
Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Miami East wins by 36-33 over Fort Loramie.
Well, Loramie had a 21-15 rebounding advantage, an 8-5 on the offensive boards, 25 turnovers for Miami East, 22 for Loramie. Let's just call that the first game. 7 of 11 from the free throw line for the Redskins, 5 of 8 for Miami East. They were 5 of 6 in the fourth quarter. That was the difference. Individual scoring, Logan Phillips ended up with 11. Then they got 7 from Cadel, 6 from Gross, 5 from Francis, 4 from Musselman, and 3 from Paulus. Very balanced scoring. They scored 36 for the game. On the other side, Loramie, individual scoring, led by Summer Hoeing with 12, 10 for Mesher. Then they got 6 from Albers, 3 from Jaden Rose, 2 from Alex Rose. They scored 33, lost it by 3.
Again, so many thanks to these three Fort Loramie sponsors with us for Fort Loramie games only each and every year here on scoresbroadcast.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. 36-33, Fort Loramie beaten by Miami East. Last year, the Redskins won at the Vikings gym by a 32-30 count. We'll return with our stars of this game in a moment or two on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's an 0-1 start for Fort Loramie, which plays Anna on Tuesday to kick off Shelby County Athletic League play. We'll cover that game for you on Tuesday here on scoresbroadcast.com at about 6:50 p.m. And next Saturday, 1 week from tomorrow, Fort Loramie goes on the road to play high-powered Findlay Liberty Benton. We'll have that game for you as well here on scoresbroadcast.com. Meanwhile, Miami East 1-0 after defeating Fort Loramie tonight, 36-33. Host Mechanicsburg tomorrow, and then it's a steady diet of Three Rivers Conference game. Three Rivers Conference game, just say TRC.
There you go.
Both Fort Loramie and Miami East play Versailles, obviously. Versailles plays a stout schedule. Both clubs play Versailles. Miami East hosts Versailles on Thursday, December 21st. Fort Loramie is on the road in December against Versailles. But Miami East does play a fairly stringent non-league, non-TRC schedule, playing the likes of Versailles and St. Mary's and Anna and West Liberty Salem. So Miami East will be tested outside the league, but it's a team that should fare favorably in the Three Rivers Conference, no doubt about it.
Well, they have a very talented team. They're fun to watch. I mean, they shoot the ball really well.
Yep.
And
yep.
You got that kind of senior leadership, and they just never, even though they were turning the ball over right and left, they never panicked. You never saw panic in them at all.
Our stars of the game, Chuck, include Logan Phillips for Miami East, and I just caught Logan's eye. We highlighted her during the pregame, and she is really tickled to death with her performance and the team's performance. Logan Phillips for East, and who else?
Well, what if I pick somebody else?
Yeah.
No, okay. Logan Phillips, yeah, she was definitely my pick. On the other side, Mesher and Summer Hoeing.
Those are our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman. Heilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Heilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Heilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Heilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Heilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at danheilerman.com.
And welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee as we chat with Mitch Westerheide, athletic director, who seemed to think Avery Brander, we might return in a game or two.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
After having suffered the sprained ankle recently, she was in street clothes, not in uniform tonight. Fort Loramie beaten by Miami East 36-33. In a thrilling girls' basketball opener tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget tomorrow night, 6:50 p.m., Minster at Rushi girls. Rushi, by the way, is trailing Sydney late.
Lost by 11.
Lost by 11. Sydney defeated Rushi tonight. So Rushi will be 0-1 heading into action tomorrow night at home against Minster, 6:50 airtime here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to our online audience. Hope you enjoyed our presentation. Had a lot of fun kicking off girls basketball tonight. For Chuck McBee alongside on engineering, stats, color, you name it, spotting.
Just really a master of none.
For you listeners, for Chuck, who is alongside all evening, Jack Kramer, saying good night from Fort Loramie. Final score, once again, Miami East 36, Fort Loramie 33.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.